You're listening to ACB Radio's Main Menu. Now, here's a demonstration of accessible chat from GamesForTheBlind.com with Kelly Saperja. One thing I like doing on the internet is talking to people with text or voice. Instant messaging programs like ICQ and MSN Messenger are great for talking to people for free, but now there's a new program that is, in my opinion, easier to use and more accessible because it actually speaks incoming text without having to move through a read-only edit box. It's not an IRC-related chat program like MIRC in that it doesn't use IRC servers. The program is called Accessible Chat and is created by Robert Betts of GamesForTheBlind.com. The program is designed to be used with either JAWS for Windows or Window Eyes. The program also allows you to play sound effects over the GamesForTheBlind.com chat server where all chat sessions are conducted to express your feelings, create your own public or private chat room, have private discussions or chats with other users, and more. I'm going to demonstrate the program for you now. And for this demo, I am using JFW 3.5 with the DuckTalk Access 32 software synthesizer, and I am using a Sound Blaster Live Value as my sound card. I'm going to go to the Start menu now.
Left Windows. Start menu. Windows Update.
And I'm going to press the letter P to get into the Programs group.
Accessories submenu.
And I'm going to up arrow once to get to the Accessible Games folder. That's where all products from GamesForTheBlind.com are placed in the Accessible Games folder.
Accessible Games submenu. Enter. Accessible Games. Chat version 2.6.
Alright, so I'm going to press enter on this item. It's the only item currently in this folder.
Enter. Leaving menus.
And it's loading now.
Inbox out.
And it's going to bring up a help screen in a second here. Just or an introductory screen if you prefer.
Accessible Chat. Help dialog. At any time in this program, press F2 for a brief help message. Press the control key and the function key at the same time for help on that function key. I have worked very hard to provide this chat community. If you enjoy it and would like to have it continue, please support this project by purchasing Accessible Games. Visit the Accessible Games website at http://www.gamesfortheblind.com. Please report any problems in this software to games@gamesfortheblind.com. Thank you, Joker Dog System Administrator and Developer. Okay button.
Okay, so that's a brief message from Joker Dog, the system administrator for this chat program. And the mailing address, if you didn't catch it, was games@gamesfortheblind.com. And I'm going to press the spacebar on the OK button.
Accessible chat dialog. Nickname O-Edit. KJ Saperja.
So it has my nickname, KJ underline Saperja. Now, in this box, you can, if you want to, you can get rid of your nickname and you can write another one in. I'm going to use KJ underline Saperja for this demo. Now, one thing that I should point out here is when you first start the program, you're going to be asked what screen reader you want to use. You have the choice between JFW or Window Eyes, and I chose JFW as my screen reader. You have to download some additional scripts for this program, but that's okay. They're available at the GamesForTheBlind.com site, and you're going to notice that the keyboard echo has been turned off. This is so you won't miss any messages if you're typing. I'm going to tab once.
OK button.
And we're at the OK button. So I press space.
Chat dialog. Connection.
Working.
And this is connecting. And working, you hear the sound for that.
Connected. Getting channel list.
So now it's getting a channel list and a users list. That is the list of the channels and the current users that are online.
There are 7 users online and 3 open channels. List by number drawn versus hot tub 8 members topic.
Okay, so we've got 7 members, and there are 8 members in this chat room. I think that's because there is an additional member called @NiceBot. I don't really know what that means, but that's okay. Now we're in the channel list box. This is where you can find all the currently available channels on the server. I'm going to press F2 just to demonstrate the help facility here.
This is the channels list box. Press the up and down arrow keys to move through this list of open channels. Press enter on the channel to join that channel. Press the tab key to move to other objects in the channels window. Press enter on the new channel button to create a new channel.
So you see, you get nice contact-sensitive help there. That's really good. I'm going to just scroll through here and see what we've got.
Number lobby 1 members topic. Number welcome 1 members topic. Bottom.
Okay, and so we're at the bottom of the window.
Number lobby. Number Dronger's Hot Tub, 8 members topic.
So, we're back at Dronger's Hot Tub. I'm going to just tab through here just to show you what else we've got.
Channels, users, online, number, Dronger's Hot Tub, 8 members.
Now, if there's one criticism I have of this program, it is that some parts of the window are always being spoken when you tab through a dialog box. Now we're in the members list, so I can move through and see who all we've got.
Harry, number, Dronger's Hot Tub. Eric, number, Dronger's Hot Tub. Joker Dog, number, Dronger's Hot Tub.
Okay, so there's Joker Dog there. That's Robert Betz's nickname.
Julia, number, Dronger's Hot Tub.
There's Julia.
KJ Superge Star.
And that's me. Now, you notice that it says Star after my name. That's because, or my nickname, that's because I'm currently not in the channel at the moment, but I'm going to go into one in a minute here.
Rand, number, Dronger's Hot Tub.
We got Rand. So as you can see, we've got a whole bunch of nicknames displayed here.
KJ Superge
Star. I'm just going to move back up to my name for the moment.
Create/join channel button.
I just tab through, and it says Create and Join Channel. This is where you can create your own channel. It can be a public or it can be a private channel. But the channel you make is a temporary one.
OK button.
There's the OK button.
Cancel button.
Cancel.
Channels users.
And we're back at the channels box. I'm going to press enter on the hot tub thing here.
Except please wait.
That means I'm in the room now.
There are 8 members in this channel. History message connected. Edit.
So now we're in an edit box, and I'm not typing at the moment. I'm just waiting. I'm just going to see.
Joker Dog says hi, KJ.
So there's Joker Dog, and he says hi, KJ.
Julia says good evening, KJ.
So I'm going to.
Harry says if you sent it, it didn't work.
Okay, so we're getting a few messages here from some other people. I'm going to type in a message here.
Harry says tell me what to do.
I'm just going to type in hi. I'm doing a demonstration of this program for ACV Radio's main menu show this week.
Harry says, isn't that not enough?
Okay. So I'm going to press enter here.
KJ Superge says, hi. I'm doing a demonstration of this program for ACV Radio's main menu show this week.
Okay. And we're just going to wait for a response here.
G-Man37 says, wow, I love that show! Exclamation point, exclamation point. Joker Dog says, thanks, KJ. Harry says, I don't have you on ignore for private messages, just regular messages.
Okay, so he's obviously talking about something else.
Julia
there,
says,
okay.
Hi, man, you have been missed. Harry says, messages that are sent to the entire group. Harry says, yes, you have G-Man. Joker Dog says, hi, G-Man. It's good to see you back.
So as you can see, we can listen to these conversations here. And I'm just going to type in here, I like the show as well. And I'm going to press enter.
KJ Superge says, I like the show as well. G-Man37 says, yep, and it's good to see a new version of the program.
Okay, what else can we do here? Well, if I press F3...
History sounds message.
We're now in a sounds message box here. Now, I have a list box of some sound effects that we can use to express emotions.
Ashamed.
So I'm on ashamed.
Anger.
Anger. Actually, that was the first one, anger.
Ashamed.
There's ashamed.
Aw, man.
Aw, man.
Back to work.
Back to work.
Bathroom.
Bathroom.
Cry.
Cry.
Laugh.
Laugh.
Bottom of.
And that's the last one. I'm just going to press enter on this one here.
History message connect.
Now, when I did that, everybody in this chat room will hear that.
How does the ignoring stuff work? What do I do after I press F12?
Now, you notice that when I pressed enter on that sound effect, it played, and everybody in that chat room will hear it. That's because everybody has the same sound effects. They're included in the program, basically. I'm going to leave the channel now by pressing... I'm just going to type a quick message here.
I restarted my computer.
Got to go offline for a minute, but I will be back in a while.
KJ Superge says, I've got to go offline for a minute, but I will be back in a while.
Now I'm going to leave the chat room here by pressing Control L.
At my spot, you have left the channel.
This says, you have left the channel. I just did that so that I can see if I can move around this dialog box a little bit. Okay, I'm currently in... Let me see where I am here.
This is an edit field in which you can type...
Okay, I'm still in the message box. Now, if I tab through...
History Julia says, members, sure you can...
I think I'm in the nickname list box.
Bottom of window. this is a list?
Yes, I am. Unfortunately, there's no one in here because I left the chat room. But if I was in the chat room, I could do certain things. For instance, I can move to a chat member and press the F9 button, which will invite them to join me in a private chat window. And basically what happens is they'll get a message that says, let's say, KJ underline Superja wants to have a chat with you. Do you want to accept, yes or no? Or you can send a private message to them just by typing a message, tapping to this box, and then pressing enter on their name, and they'll just get a private message. It won't be sent to the entire group. I'm going to tab again.
History message connect.
Now I'm in an edit box where I can read a transcript of what I received in terms of incoming messages. I'm going to just press control home.
Top of file. Joker Dog says.
So it says Joker Dog says. Next line.
Hi, KJ.
Hi, KJ.
Julia says. Good evening, KJ.
So that was what they sent to me a few minutes ago. Now, if I want to bring the channel list back up, I press control G.
Getting channel list. Getting users list. There are 9 users online and 3 open channels.
Another thing that you can also do, and I think this can only be done if you are the operator of the channel. In other words, you set up the channel. And before I finish here, I'll quickly go in and show you how that works. If a character is being a nuisance, basically, and by that I mean, you know, they're using, you know, profane language or, you know, being, well, generally rude, you can kick them out of the channel by tabbing over to their name, pressing F4, and I think, I don't know if this has, if you have to type in a reason why they did this before or after you press F4, but you can send them a reason why they are being kicked out of the room. You could say, I'm kicking you out of here because you are being offensive to people and we do not like that in this chat room, or something to that effect. Now, I'm going to tab twice.
Very.
Okay.
Lobby. Create / join channel button.
There we go, there's the create and join channel button.
Channel name, make cryo KX.
I'm in an edit box where I can type in the name of my channel. Now, let me press F2 here.
This is the new channel text box. Type in the channel name and press enter to join the new channel. Channel names must begin with the number sign. If you do not type the number sign will be added to the channel name before creating the channel.
So let's suppose I wanted to make a channel called Audio Chat. What I would do is I would type number, AUDIOCHAT. Now if I tab,
make private.
Now we're on make private. Now this is a checkbox, but it's not spoken by JAWS for some reason. But if I route my JAWS cursor to the PC cursor,
root JAWS to PC,
and press insert 8 on the keypad,
pointer make private not checked.
It is currently not checked, but if I press space,
PC cursor,
there we go,
JAWS cursor, checkmark make private checked.
That means that it is just a private chat room.
Okay button.
Then we have an okay button.
Cancel button.
And the cancel button. I'll just press the space bar.
There are 9 users online.
And we're back to the channel list. I forgot to mention that you can also save a transcript of a session. So that is the accessible chat program. I think it is very good. The only problem, like I said before, is that some parts of the dialogue box are spoken instead of just, you know, where you are, basically. For instance, if I am in this channel list, if I was to press insert tab,
channels users online numbers rounders hot tub,
I would rather have it to say channels list box, and then tabbing over would say users list box or something like that. But other than that, I think this is a good program. I highly recommend it if you want a simple, easy to use and accessible chat program. I think it is really good. It is available for free at www.gamesfortheblind.com. That's www.gamesfortheblind.com. And as it said in the help message, if you like this program, you are encouraged to purchase Robert Betz's games, which you can also purchase from gamesfortheblind.com. If you have any comments or suggestions about this demonstration, you can contact me by writing to Kelly@acbradio.org. That's Kelly@acbradio.org. For ACB Radio's main menu, I'm Kelly Superja.